Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Warren Moon, former NFL quarterback, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament to Pizza. 1 hour down, 2 hours to go. We'll talk about, I was out with the Bucks training camp yesterday. Let's head back to Las Vegas real quick as we get ready for another UFC weekend. And welcome to the program, Pat Sabatini. Pat, how are you?
Great. How's everybody doing?
We're doing great here. I know you guys are just kicking off fight week. It's a Wednesday. What's fight week like for you?
So fight week, you know, we just focus on, you know, making the finishing touches to our game plan, staying healthy, losing some weight, and, you know, just relaxing and getting ready for fight night.
Are you, and it's ironic, I'm going to make a Rocky Balboa mention here. I think it was in two, you know, he puts Apollo Creed's picture on the mirror and, you know, he sees Mickey and there is no tomorrow. Are you like that and you're focused on Saturday, the plan on Saturday, the fight on Saturday? Or do you try not to even think about Saturday until Friday night?
You know, honestly, I'm somewhere in the middle there. You know, I get into it when it's, you know, it's time to put the gloves on and train. You know, that's my focus at that time. But once I leave the gym, you know, I leave it there and I try to, you know, get into a peaceful state, recover and get ready for the fight night.
How do you relax? You know, whether it's fight week or 2 weeks from now or 3 months from now, what do you do? Is there things you watch on TV? Are there places that you like to go and hang out at? What's a relaxing thing for you?
I'm a big fisherman. I love to fish. I like meditation. I like being outside, big into nature. But if I had to say the most relaxing way to get away from, you know, the stresses of fighting is definitely fishing for me.
So Pat, I'm on your Instagram right now, and you're holding up a personal best. It looks like a snake. What kind of fish is that?
It's actually a northern snakehead. I got that, I think, back in April. It was a real surprise catch. Hell of a fight, or a heck of a fight, too.
Wow. And where would you catch that? Where were you located?
I was fishing off of an estuary of the Delaware River up just north of Philly.
So, A, we need to get you down here in the Tampa Bay area to take you fishing.
Yeah.
Bowfish. We have bowfish.
I'm actually coming down there early July to see a friend, and I definitely would love to get into some fishing because I hear it's amazing down there.
There is so much fishing here, and I can hook you up anywhere you're going to be. I don't know where you're going to go. We'll talk off the air.
Pun?
Hooked up. You like that?
He's getting it today.
My son's father-in-law is the head captain at Walt Disney World, so he can take you into the lakes of Disney. Tito Ortiz does a whole fishing down in Cape Coral. We can get you hooked up there.
Clay Guida.
Speaking of sort of a snake fish, a buddy of mine just caught this monster snake in the Everglades, if you're interested in doing it. We'll hook you up with some outdoor stuff here in Florida when you come.
Man, that means the world to me. Thank you. That'd be awesome. It'd be a blast.
Now would be a good time, Matt, for you to rip my hometown again.
Well, I'm just saying that your bridges collapsed for no reason. And, like, you know, just you don't even, but you're not even from there. Your mom had you born and hatched you there, and then you came back.
So, Pat, wouldn't that still make me a Philadelphian if I was born in the hospital in Northeast Philly?
You know, technically, yes, you are a Philadelphian.
Uh-huh. There you go.
You know nothing about the place.
I know a lot about the place. Are you okay if I ask you, since you're from Philly, I have to ask you a food question. Is that okay?
Oh, bring it on, brother.
Where's your favorite place to get a Philly cheesesteak? And it doesn't have to be in Philly, but it may be.
Well, listen to this one. This one might catch you by surprise, but I do not like cheesesteaks.
What?
Whoa. I know. Everyone I tell that to is very surprised, but never been a fan.
So what do you like? What's your go-to?
If I had to pick a go-to, definitely sushi. I could eat sushi. I tell you what, I could go into a sushi eating contest, and I think I'd fare very well.
Ooh. I hear a challenge. I just went to an all-you-can-eat sushi for my anniversary. There is some fantastic all-you-can-eats, and please do it after Saturday night, not before. Sam Hoger, who used to fight in the UFC, cut weight, made weight, weighed in, and then went to an all-you-can-eat sushi Friday night. Obviously, it didn't go well in his fight on Saturday.
That does not sound like a good recipe right there.
It definitely was not. Are you a fan of other sports, other teams, whether it's Philly or not?
To be honest, I don't really follow too many other sports. I caught the hockey game last night. It was pretty cool because we were here. We just got in to Vegas, and it's all like the Stanley Cup Finals on the TV, and you know they're hosted here in the Knights Wand. But I watch hockey here and there, but I don't follow any particular teams.
So then what do you do other than go to the gym? Is that it?
You know, besides fishing, going to the gym, you know, spending time with family. You know, I love being on the beach. Big beach fan, and you know, just support my team. You know, going out, repping them when they're fighting all over the place. So that keeps me busy.
Well, when you come down to Florida, you need to go to the beach. The beach is down in Venice, which is the shark tooth capital of the world.
Venice is the shark tooth capital of the world. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and ironically, we just went last weekend. We used to do it every weekend, didn't have a lot of money. That was our weekend entertainment. You can get shark's teeth anywhere from a quarter of an inch to 4 or 5 inches big in that area of Venice.
You're getting me really excited for this Florida trip already.
You may have to extend it. How long are you coming down for?
I was going to come down for like 3 or 4 days, but I tell you what, I'm not opposed to extending it.
Well, we'll talk off the air. We'll bring you to the pizzeria. If you don't know how to make pizza, Matt, will you teach Pat how to make a kick-ass pizza?
Yeah, absolutely. And not only that, but a Florida diver found 2 prehistoric shark teeth a day ago. They're boat captains, and they uncover these megalodon fossils in the water of Venice, Florida.
Yeah. If you Google, while you're bored over the next couple of days, you Google shark teeth or Venice Beach, Florida, and you'll see, you'll get tens of hundreds of them, depending on how long you go out there. So, yeah, you're definitely going to need to extend a little bit.
That's amazing. Wow. I tell you what, I'm excited now. I'm even more excited.
Well, let's stay excited for Saturday first. Let's talk about your opponent.
Absolutely. So I'm fighting, his name's Lucas Almeida. He's a taller striker from, I think, Sao Paulo, Brazil. You know, on paper, I would definitely say this is a striker versus grappler style match. But, man, I'm excited. I like the matchup. I feel like we match up very well against each other, and I feel like it's going to be a good fight Saturday.
When you're preparing, you know, for a fight, you know, doesn't matter who the opponent is, how much time do you devote on the opponent when it's not so much what the opponent's going to do, it's what you're going to do to the opponent?
Honestly, I focus more on myself and making the opponent fight my game because, you know, at the end of the day, we never want to fall into fighting someone else's game. We want to be ourselves in there. But at the same time, it's very important to devote enough time to get to know what your opponent does well, where his holes are, and, you know, pick up on tendencies that will, you know, hopefully exploit him in the fight.
Hey Pat, and I'm on the internet right now. Breaking news, the city of Philadelphia, the I-95 bridge collapsed. They've blamed it on your earth-shattering revelation that you do not like cheesesteak, and they need you to win that bonus money on Saturday
to fix it.
They'll pay for some of those holes.
Man, it's been crazy with traffic up in the Philly area since that. Very unfortunate with the you know what happened there, but that highway is going to be messed up for a very long time.
All right, I'm trying to imagine this because I was stationed in Philly before you were born, and traffic stunk then. So how worse can it be than what it's been like normal?
You know, I'll tell you, I thought it couldn't get any worse, but you know, that theory was proven wrong.
Yeah, for sure. I remember when I was stationed there, and if it rained, they'll drive through snow like it's not snowing. But once it rains, they get to about a mile and a half an hour. It took me like 47 hours to get home from the base to my house because people don't know how to drive up there. It's absolutely insanity.
I avoid that highway 95 like the plague.
What are some, if you even get out as you're going around Philadelphia, you know, people are surprised about some of the things, you know, that are in the city of Philadelphia. Yes, we know about the Liberty Bell. Yes, we know about the Rocky statue. Very few people know that there's an old prison basically downtown Philadelphia. We did some tours of the Rocky, you know, we went to I don't know if you even know this, that Adrian and Polly have a grave site in a real cemetery. I'm sure they both would not be happy knowing that they're still alive, that there's grave sites for them. But, you know, are there any of those types of things that you've done and gone and seen that most people wouldn't know about, like the jail?
Honestly, with Philly, I feel like I only go there to go to the gym and train, and then, I leave. No, I'm not too familiar with that. I didn't even know about the grave site. That's very interesting.
The grave site's there. We went and, you know, to the house from Rocky VI. Obviously, you know, the pet shop and all that kind of stuff in probably the most dangerous place in the world, Kensington. My uncle used to live there, who was a teacher, and, you know, we would spend time at his house, and not knowing that two blocks away, you know, is all that stuff. But anyway, back real quick. What can the fans expect when your first entertainment, which will be this Saturday when you get back in the Octagon before you get down here to Florida? What can fans expect when you get back in it?
You know, expect an explosive match. I feel great everywhere, and I am going to take the fight to him, and I'm not going to stop until my hand's raised.
There you go. I know you're going to have a good time. We have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a care package from Bucked Up Energy Drink. And let's talk later on in the week or early next week and set up some fun stuff for you here in Florida.
You know, you guys are awesome. I'm so glad that, you know, I had the opportunity to do this interview with you guys. I look forward to seeing you guys down there.
And I don't want this to sound corny, but I love your accent.
Oh, man, thank you so much. Likewise.
It's awesome. All right, Pat, have fun this week. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Take care, guys.
Take care, Pat Sabatini, a fellow Philadelphian. And you can hear that Philly sauce.
I can hear it in your voice.
I meant to ask him about Scrapple, but if he didn't like cheesesteaks, he probably didn't like Scrapple either.
I don't think so.
All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, you and I, 10 minutes before we talk to one of your brethren. And we'll do that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sub.
Hi, this is Amar Bradshaw, New York Giants rookie running back, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Saturday, June 24th, the UFC returns to Jacksonville. The heavy-handed Josh Emmett looks to turn back undefeated phenom Ilia Topuria, plus dangerous Brazilian Amanda Ribas, takes on the future Macy Barber. Don't miss UFC Fight Night, Emmett versus Topuria, live from ViStar Veterans Memorial Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, yo, this is Ricky Waters, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament to Pizza. UFC this weekend, our third guest will be coming up after our next break. How about this? So after MJ, better known as Michael Jordan,
yes.
Remember the very famous flu game?
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've seen the documentary that's saying that it wasn't so much the flu.
As the hand swipe that the illegal.
No, that's a different
offensive
game.
Offensive foul.
Yeah, that was a different game. But this was after allegedly a night out on the town, not necessarily the flu. But he befriended the Utah Jazz ball boy.
Okay.
His name is Preston Truman.
Okay.
So Jordan gave him his shoes from that game.
Okay.
You know, because he was moved that the ball boy, you know, remembered, you know, his ritual. As a former bat boy, you know, we appreciate that kind of stuff.
Sure.
You know, we would go out of our way to make sure everything was perfect. And I remember one time I got shoe polish on the shoelace of, I even remember the player, I won't say his name. And he threw the shoes at me. You know, I'm like 17 years old. And I'm like, really? So he sold the shoes in 2013 for $104,000. The shoes are being resold, or I think it's since been resold. What do you think they were sold for?
$2.5 million.
Well, the current bid when I took a picture of this to remember to talk about it was $1.3
million. Wow. Crazy.
You know, it's just you don't know, and that's the beauty of like stores like Curated Heat, you know, the vintage stores.
Uh-huh.
You don't think to hold on to that stuff. Like, I had 3 pair of the original Jordans.
Wow.
I never thought to keep them.
Sure.
Right?
Right.
You know, I wore them.
Because back then you collected, what, Barbies and like.
I wished I did, because I'm sure that's.
But the collectible things back then were more figurines and toys. They weren't like shoes and garments.
Right. Nobody thought of that.
Right. Right. This is a newer kind of style.
Like, I keep saying I want to go get something just for my little
collection. Right.
And I know I'm going to be ripped for it. And like I always say, I don't care.
Okay.
You know, I don't care. I don't care what people who I don't know think or say about me, because I don't care what you think and say about me, right?
Right.
I want to get a Partridge Family lunchbox.
Is that because
the
guy looks like you? The Danny.
Danny Bonaducci?
Yeah.
Who I think he was in the hospital and he's just starting to get better.
Oh, really?
Danny was a cool dude. I met him at a Philly's spring training game.
How many people said or asked for your autograph out at events, because they're like, oh, it's Danny Bonaducci?
Never.
Oh, but don't say that.
But people have always said back in the day that we did look alike, and I've put the 2 photos up. You know, even he thought, you know, we did.
Because I get it when I go to events, and they say Dan Vazarin, right? The internet Playboy model guy, like the poker player.
Whatever.
With all the Playboy bunnies.
Of course.
So I get confused for Dan, you know, every time I'm at a UFC fight. People take pictures. It's great.
Yeah, whatever.
And then we got Dee Snider on the right of us. I mean, they always think that
when I met Danny at Clearwater at the Phillies game, he threw out the first pitch. The Oak Ridge boys sang the national anthem. I was in the Hooters box, which is pretty cool. All you can eat, whatever. So he throws the pitch. Cliff Welch, who's Pewter Report's photographer, was in the first base dugout. I said, hey, I'm going to go up and ask him, will you take it? You know, he has that big camera. So he starts walking towards me. I went over and I said, you know, Mr. Bonaducci, blah, blah, blah. I have been told, and that's as far as I got. And he goes, "What, do we look alike?" I go, "Hey, I don't see it, but I, you know, whatever.
But didn't you send out an album or something for him to sign or autograph?
No. See, you need to pay attention.
There was something back in the day.
It wasn't back in the day. It was recently.
It wasn't that recent.
Yeah, it was.
Like yesterday?
Like a year ago.
I can't remember that far.
Right. So I follow Danny Bonaducci, and Danny would put, like, up on TikTok or Instagram or whatever it was, he would go into these record stores.
Right.
And he would go to the Partridge Family albums, and he would sign an album, and then he would put it back in the thing.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And so this
was like in Seattle or something.
It was
right?
in Seattle,
okay,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so this one particular time, he put the video up and mentioned the store it was in. And I just happened to see it as soon as he put it up. And I literally ran into my studio and I called the store.
Oh.
And I said, "Hey, I understand, blah, blah, blah. I want to buy it." And they didn't even know it had been done yet. That's how quick it was.
Wow.
And so I literally, they went and got it. I paid for it. $15. That counted postage.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's really cool.
That's cheaper than Jason Sheff autograph CD.
Yeah.
That's $25.
Well, one plays drums, the other plays the guitar and sings. Well, Danny sang a little bit of "I Think I Love You," I think.
I can play the radio.
But no, that's one of the things that I wanted. That's what these vintage stores have done. You know, they're able
to... So is it better to get the autograph from Danny, or wouldn't you rather have a blank one that he signed when you meet him in person, or does it matter?
I don't even know how to answer that. You know that he signed it. You know, there's so many phonies and fakes right. and all that stuff, you know, out there. You know that he signed it. He put the video up. He wanted me to go on his TikTok or whatever and tell the story.
Oh, that's cool.
And then it just never happened. And then he got sick and, you know, whatever. But I was always a big Danny fan. Danny lived the life as a 14-year-old, as a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
I bet.
In the footsteps of David Cassidy. Yeah.
Is that the Baywatch guy?
No.
These are guys I've never heard of.
The Baywatch guy is David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, that guy. That guy had a good life.
Not like David Cassidy.
What? Yeah. Better? David Cassidy was better than David Hasselhoff?
Yeah, in what you're talking.
Really?
Yeah, David Cassidy back in the day was the man.
Okay.
You know, and he was on this stupid show. You know, and he was trying to be a rock star, and he was on this teeny bopper show. And the other thing, and then I know we have to hit this break, he went and applied to be on the Partridge Family, okay, not telling anyone.
Okay.
He got the gig, and then he found out that his stepmom was the mom on the Partridge Family.
Oh, wow.
And that nobody knew, and one had nothing to do with the other, and it was, what? I mean, David was the star of the show.
Wow.
Because he could really sing. He was a real singer. He was a heartthrob, you know, all that kind of stuff, of those teen magazines and stuff.
Well, going back to being the man,
Flair said, to
be the man, you got to beat the man. And it looks like he posted a photo yesterday of him all beat up. It looks like he's still going at it. Ric Flair is still the man.
He's not doing another match, is he?
He was all bloody in the back. Like, people were patching him up, and he's like...
Well, maybe he just... No, I can't say that. I don't want to get sued.
Let's go
hit a quick break. When we come back, third UFC, and it's kind of ironic who is coming up. When we return, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey folks, John Madden here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. I mean, I love this guy.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Saturday, June 24th, the UFC returns to Jacksonville. The heavy-handed Josh Emmett looks to turn back undefeated phenom Ilia Topuria, plus dangerous Brazilian Amanda Ribas, takes on the future Macy Barber. Don't miss UFC Fight Night, Emmett versus Topuria, live from ViStar Veterans Memorial Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Bain's Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Bain's Art.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back live from Tournament de Pizza.
Brilliant, brilliant job producing. You have the Chuck Man, the Iceman Liddell, and now you're coming out as cold as ice. But what a brilliant show we're putting on today for you fans.
There you go. Let's head back out to Las Vegas as we get ready for another. I love every weekend.
Yeah.
Fights almost every weekend now. It's awesome. Amazing. Let's welcome to the program, Nicholas Mata. Nicholas, how are you, sir?
I'm good, man. I'm excited for Saturday. It's going to be a good fight. And if you guys want to watch it, I promise it's going to be a very exciting fight.
And if they don't want to watch it, they should watch it as well, right?
Exactly.
Since Matt seems to think that we produce this show all on purpose, with the recent passing of the Iron Sheik, it's kind of ironic that your nickname is Iron. What's the background on that?
So one guy, he's from Vegas too. I'm from Brazil, originally from Brazil, and the first time I came to the United States was to do the Ultimate Fighter, the UFC reality show in Vegas. That is like a bunch of fighters in a house, and we're living together and fighting each other. And this guy, Joe Warner, he used to work for the show. And yep. One day I told him, I had a bad English. I almost didn't speak English. And I was like, when I fight, I'm going to fight like Mike Tyson. And he say, in America, we call Mike Tyson Iron Mike, so I'm going to call you Iron Mortal.
That's awesome. And you said that was Jamie Varner?
Joe Varner.
Joey Varner. So there you have it. Now, Matt always gives me a hard time when we have Philadelphians on the show. You seem to think, Matt, that Nicholas is one of your brothers.
Yeah, Nick, I think we're related, buddy. I think my wife's maiden name is Mota. She's from Espírito Santo, Victoria. So my wife's Brazilian. My daughters were born there, and her last name is the same as yours. So,
cool.
I'm looking forward to seeing your fight this
so,
weekend.
So who's going to do, what is it, 23 and Me or whatever that thing is? Who's going to do that?
The DNA thing?
Yeah, the DNA.
See if we're family?
Yeah, you're going to see if you're family.
Maybe we're related, Nicholas. We could be Nick. So
yeah, maybe you should invite me for dinner or something.
my brother, man.
I
live in Vegas now. I love this city. Since I came here for the first time, I dreamed about living here, and now I live in America. And I want to stay in Vegas forever. Just go to other places just to visit, and Vegas is my hometown now.
So what hometown did you come from? Where in Brazil did you live?
I came from the state of Minas Gerais in Brazil.
Belo Horizonte?
Oh, Belo Horizonte is the capital of my state. Yeah.
It's very close.
Thinking right.
All right, let's get back to the Las Vegas, because I'll be out there in 2 weeks. And where's a great place for me to go eat that tourists don't go to?
A great place to eat? Man, I'm always doing diets to fight. And I told my friend, because I had another Brazilian friend that we fight in the same card, same night, we both in the main card, and we already making plans. He say, we got to go eat pizza and hamburger. I'm like, brother, in Vegas is one of the best places because they have so many good food and good restaurants. So let's live a little bit after this fight, because we always so focused on diet and calories. After my fight, I'm going to eat all the good food they have in Vegas.
Well, first, let me just tell you, I don't worry about weight cuts and calories. So all I care about is eating and getting fatter. You know, when people go to Vegas, you know, they don't understand, and I'm sure you've learned this, they think there's the Strip, and that's it. They're like, the Rio's too far, and that's just off the Strip. I find places, like there's an all-you-can-eat sushi place that we go to that's like 12 miles away from the Strip that tourists don't know about, and it's only the locals that know where the really good places are.
Yeah, Vegas is way more than just the Strip.
Talk about, you're still at Extreme Couture, right?
Yeah, I train at Extreme Couture. I feel like the team that I like it the most. And I moved to America 6 years ago, and Extreme Couture is my favorite place.
What was it about Extreme Couture? You know, my buddy is Randy Couture. I know Sugar Ray. I know that he's involved with you as well. What was it about that gym, that facility that drew you there?
I don't know, man. I feel like the team and the coach, everything is so cool, and so many high-level fighters from all over the world. And Ray Steph was my head coach, and he's a great man. He was a great fighter, and he's a great businessman, a great father, and he's a good figure for me, like a guy that inspires me to be great, because he was great in what he did. And there's so many. Also, Jake Shields is my jiu-jitsu coach too. He's a legendary MMA fighter, and there's so many good guys. Eric Nixdix doing a good work. There is Dennis Davis. There is Eddie Baracco. There's so many good coaches and so many good training partners, and I love this place. I love Extreme, and I want to stay here and keep winning fights.
And don't forget, you mentioned Jake Shields is a legend in MMA. He's a legend on Twitter as well.
Oh, yeah, he's so funny.
Well, what's a sparring session like with you and Ray?
And you know what is crazy? Jake, he's such a nice guy and calm, but sometimes people try to fuck with him, and he ends up having to beat people up, right?
Right. And it's funny, you know, now it's so further along. I've been involved and covered the UFC since the very beginning, UFC 1. And, you know, there's people that would, like, throw an elbow at this little guy named Jens Pulver, not knowing who he is and who he was. It's now these people are starting to know you guys are fighters. Back in the day, they didn't know.
Well, Jens Pulver is a legend to me. I remember when I was a kid, I watched him on Fox. On the first The Ultimate Fighter, right? He and BJ Penn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see. Now he's finally in the Hall of Fame. He deserves.
Have you met Jens before?
No, he's always on Twitch, because he has a live channel for UFC on Twitch. Mm-hmm. But I never met him in person.
Well, let me guarantee you that I will introduce you to Jens. If you're in Vegas, I know you live there. The July 8th card, I'll be out on the 4th. He goes into the Hall of Fame that Thursday, so whatever that is, the 6th. I will call Jens after the show today, and I will make sure that the two of you guys meet.
That's awesome. It would be a pleasure to meet him.
So Nicholas, you're talking about, you know, being born in Brazil and looking at all these legendary fighters from America. But what about the Brazilian influence? I mean, obviously we know Anderson Silva, Amanda Nunes. My city, where my wife is from, where I call home, is home of Eric Silva, Rodrigo Dam, Giovanni Almeida, and other fighters. So what Brazilian influences really helped you get to where you are today?
Yeah, I grew up in Brazil, and I grew up watching those guys and dreaming about one day having the opportunity to do that. That's why I was from a small town, just like Glover Teixeira. We almost from the same place. Then we moved to a big city to train with the big names. And after we moved to America, and we by hard work and sacrifice, we able to kind of live our dreams, even if it's very hard. And also I grew up watching Anderson Silva. I was a big fan of Anderson and all those guys. Then when I moved from my small hometown, when I was 18 years old, I moved to Rio to the biggest gym in Brazil, Nova União. And I met Jose Aldo. He was the main guy at the gym. Also, Renan Baron was UFC champion. They had Eduardo Dantas, Bellator champion. And they had so many guys that used to be champions in Japan and all over the world. And it was great to grow up with those guys because I felt that I was learning so fast because so much experience in that place.
What was it like, you know, in the United States, you know, NFL players, everybody knows an NFL player. They know what they look like, you know, baseball players. In Brazil, it's mainly mixed martial arts. I know basketball was big. We're friends with the Oscar Schmidt family. But what was it like as an MMA fighter, you know, living in Brazil where that's basically what we know is Brazilian jiu-jitsu and Brazilian MMA?
Really. In Brazil, the main sport is soccer. They don't care so much. They never care so much about fights. In
really?
Brazil, the main sport is soccer, yes.
I went to Brazil.
Maybe people, a lot of times people think, oh, probably in Brazil, everybody loves fights, but no, they love soccer.
No, soccer definitely is the number one, you know, for sure. Give me your thoughts on your opponent for Saturday night.
My opponent, he's a very tough. He is from Mexico, and all his fights, he ends on the first round. And he's like a very aggressive fighter, and that's a perfect match just for him, just for me, because I have 7 first-round knockouts. All my fights, I never had a boring fight in my life, and so that's going to be a very good fight to watch. His nickname, I was going to say crazy fight, and his nickname is crazy. His nickname is El Loco. That means crazy in Spanish.
Oh, that's perfect. Now, is the reason of the first round knockouts is because you get paid by the fight and not by the round?
I don't know. I just want to be an exciting fighter, and I don't like to do boring fights. And I'm a real fighter. I come to fight. I don't come to do boring fights. It's good. The most important thing is to win. I know that, but at the same time, I don't like to be a boring fight.
It sounds like you and Dana have talked before, because that's Dana's line all the time.
So it fits perfect. Hopefully, I'm going to be able to make him happy.
For sure. Is it easier for you to fight in Vegas because that's now your home, where you don't have to travel?
Yes, much easier for me to fight in Vegas. And I'm not even staying at the hotel. I stay at the house that I live, stay in my room, and just like a regular day.
Just like a day. What can the fans expect on Saturday when you get back in on the Octagon?
You fans can expect the same as always. I always come to fight, and I always put on a show, and that's what it is. That's a good sport, and you need a lot of dedication, and you can't take that thing light. You gotta take it very serious and do everything right. But at the same time, it's like a show, and I want to put on a show and make people excited. And I always want to watch my fights because my fights are very exciting.
Well, we cannot wait for Saturday. Enjoy the process. Have fun on Saturday. I know we have your mailing address. We're going to mail you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a package from Bucked Up Energy Drink as well, for coming on and talking to us today. Enjoy Saturday. I know that's the reward for all the hard work.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Right now, I'm just on the way cut, eating very low calories, almost no carbs. Then after I have some pasta on, I'm going to be super strong again, like the ape man.
So Nick, I know you talked about pizza. Right. I know you're talking about pizza and hamburgers after, you know, that's your favorite foods. Just a quick little story for fun. I invented the pizza diet in 2009 when I lived in Brazil, 2010.
Yeah, it is funny. I know.
I was training with Eric Silva in his camp in Victoria. And so a guy invented the healthiest pizza in the country, in Brazil, wow, called Pizza Sadavio or Pizza Bem Leve. And so he sent all of his food, his recipes, to the Federal University in Rio, and they confirmed that it was literally the healthiest pizza in the entire country. So when you go back home to Brazil, if you want to be in touch, I'll put you in touch with Jorge, who owns the company, and we'll make sure we feed you the right way.
I've been wanting to go to Espírito Santo. That's a good idea.
Well, after International Fight Week, I'll be there from July 8th to the 23rd. So if you come down, message me through the show.
Make sure you guys say hi, then I know that all you guys, and we connect.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Right now, take care of business. That's Saturday night. Enjoy the fight. Nicholas, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Take care. Nicholas Motto in the octagon, returns to the octagon on Saturday. Let's hit a quick break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sergeant.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza. Tour de Pizza, visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Deontay the Bronze Bomber Wilder, the WBC heavyweight champion of the world, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Bam, baby. Good night.
Sounds like a DJ. I know the grip. Oh, the sound hurts. No, I didn't sing the song.
What?
You need to have like intro, like
you don't coming, know. Who, hold on, like, moron,
like
moron.
Like a DJ,
moron. Thing.
Coming up next.
You don't know who just sang that?
No.
They're on tour. It's called the Peace Out Tour. How's that not the greatest tour name of all time?
Peace Out.
Yeah, like it's the Rolling Stones. Peace Out. They're done. This is their final tour. Of course.
Well, Elton John's been on Peace Out Tour for 32 years.
I went to Elton John's final tour. I believe it was 1986 at the Sundome.
They're all final tours.
He came out at like the last song. Now, I'm sure this is very common for him. He undressed on stage and he's given away his clothes. He gave away the bench to the piano because it was allegedly like his final show.
Huh.
You know.
Yeah, but they all do final farewell tours. And
supposedly, Billy Joel's called the end of his residency at MSG.
Oh, really?
That's the greatest residency ever. Ever. Because, you know, he lives right across the water.
Oh.
He has a helipad. in his backyard.
Okay.
So he literally takes a helo from his house to MSG, lands on the roof, goes and plays, and then flies home.
Wow.
Tell me that's not.
That's pretty sweet.
That's
that's the way to do it.
That's got it going.
That's efficiency. You don't need a highway or a bridge.
No, Billy. You don't have to worry about 95. You don't have to worry about any of that. You just, well, no, I'm not going to say it.
What?
No, it's
just
not good.
It. Just say
no.
It. Just say
well,
it.
It was a Kobe Bryant reference.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
so
at least you're going to land in water, not on a mountain.
Well, in the third hour, we will have last night's victor as Team Chandler is up 3-0.
Is this expected, though?
Absolutely.
No, expected the
I
veteran
think so.
Guys.
Well, and again, you know I just jinxed it. That means if you're going to gamble,
it's going to go.
Go with McConner next week.
Right.
But wouldn't you always take experience. The veteran, the experience, you know, a guy that's been there, you know, had a handful of fights, it doesn't matter. And, you know, if you ask any of these guys, and so far all three of them have said this, it's not that they took it lightly or for granted. But they took it lightly and for granted when they got to the UFC. They reached their pinnacle. I'm there. Hey, Mom, I made it.
Right.
And then you struggle. And, you know, one of these guys had like his first couple fights were against killers.
Right.
You know, and that's what they tend to do. And they throw you in. But, you know, Jason Knight's been there.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know what's happened. I honestly have no idea. It's the top seed, blah, 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 blah. But don't kid yourself. The prospects, they're LFA champs. They are champions.
Sure.
They just haven't been maybe given the opportunity, haven't been given, you know, the right timing. So I would be shocked, obviously, if the vets run the whole gamut.
Right.
You know,
for
somebody's
sure.
going to, you know, pull off a victory. But so far, and last night's was the first, and it wasn't close. It was 2-0, obviously. But, yeah, I would always, and I've always said this, I'll always take the veteran, experienced veteran, over an experienced non-UFC fighter.
Sure.
And sooner or later, like I said, which will be next week, and it's going to look like I know, and I don't. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm already fed up with Connor, though.
Why are you?
He's missed two of the three weigh-ins. He might have missed all three. I might not have caught the first one. You know, I'm waiting to see what happens when he shoves Chandler. Because, you know, it's what they're going to show. It probably happens at the very end.
Right.
I didn't listen to, you know, we had Michael Chandler on the week before the season started. And he said that he was going to respond where he made the comment about weight. And Connor said, you'll do what you're told. Well, supposedly Chandler responded and they hadn't shown that.
Okay.
So I think he talked about it in his podcast after the show.
Sure.
But, you know, I have things to do after shows like sleep.
Are you over the Conor gimmick?
I've been over the Conor gimmicks for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Conor McGregor. And we've talked about this on the show. It makes no sense. I get it. I'm a Tito guy, but not a Conor guy. You know, Tito's very similar. You know, said things over the top, blah, 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 blah. There's other. I'm a Chael guy. I love Chael. Are you telling me Chael is different than Conor? The difference is, and this is what I believe, and Conor has always shown respect after fights, except for Habib, which, in my opinion, he was wrong. Chael was never really disrespectful, except for to Anderson. And I still say, and I know we talked about it, when Anderson had a fight and Chael was the MC, and Chael made a comment about, you know, we never did get to do that steak dinner. And Anderson's like, no, well, let's do it. Come on over to the house. And Chael goes, in Brazil? And Anderson goes, oh, no, you're not welcome in Brazil. We have to do it in the house in California. Yeah. Someone kill you in Brazil. So it was funny how, you know, that was played up. And there was dislike there. Don't get me wrong. But I can't understand to a certain extent. I don't like that Conor shows up when he feels like.
Yeah.
And that's why I respect. And I've said this numerous times. I was at the press conference for the Habib fight. And I'll make up the time. 3:00 is when the press conference was supposed to start. And Habib starts to walk out, and Dana stops him and says, no, Conor's not here. We're waiting for Conor. And Habib basically said, I'm not waiting. I'm going.
Uh-huh.
And he went out and did his portion, and then he left. I don't even go to Conor press conferences because you don't know when he's going to show up.
Yeah.
And I know that I've told the famous Harris family story about Jerry Lewis, which was the same thing. Jerry Lewis was late. My uncle was supposed to interview him. Jerry Lewis showed up late, kind of apologized. And as soon as Jerry's butt hit the seat, my uncle stood up and said, my time's just as valuable as yours, and walked away.
Is it really, though?
It's,
what was your uncle's time really valuable to Jerry Lewis?
Yes.
Really?
My uncle's time was just as valuable to my uncle as Jerry Lewis's time is. Is my uncle's, is yours, is mine, you know, is our time equal to Shaquille O'Neal's? Not in Shaquille O'Neal's eyes.
Because, I mean, like, your uncle was using that to, like, build his career.
No,
like,
my uncle had a career.
Was it, but Jerry
my uncle's
Lewis?
In the Media Hall of Fame.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, he was legit.
Are you going to end up in a Hall of Fame?
No.
A Hall of Pretty Good?
No.
Where would you rank yourself on the spectrum of media personality?
The Hall of Get a Real Job.
Hell, but you should have done that 35 years ago.
Yeah, I know. So I'm past it. So, no, my uncle was
legit.
Okay,
so let's go back in time. You're not doing radio. You're not following this path. What would you have done for a career? What do you think you would have done after the military that you would have enjoyed, that you would have... Because your father sold clothing. Like, yeah. He was a garment, apparel, you know.
Traveling salesman.
Right. So what would you have done? What would have interested you back then?
Nothing.
Really?
Nothing interests me. Nothing interests me now.
Just the radio.
Well, it wasn't even the radio interest to me. I just fell into it because I couldn't find a job.
How'd you get into it? How'd you get your first start? How'd you get your first voice on air? What was it?
Well, I've told the story as well, but we have a couple minutes, so I'll tell it again. So I met this guy at a spring training game, a Philadelphia Phillies spring training game. And we just started to talk, whatever. He was doing a show, ironically, on this very network. And he was going to do the Clearwater Hurricane high school football game. And he calls
me. They were called the Hurricanes back then?
I think they still are. Or the
Tornadoes.
Tornadoes. Okay, the Tornadoes. Same thing. That's a hurricane.
It's not the same thing.
So he calls me, hey, can
I'm not a meteorologist.
Well, neither are the meteorologists. You know, you can be 50% wrong as well. So he calls me, hey, do you want to come do this thing? I really didn't. I had nothing to do. I went down. The game's getting ready to start. And just as the kickoff is about to start, he walks out of the booth. I'm like, what the hell's going on? Is this candid camera? We just had Funt on last week.
Yeah, we did.
And so I called the play. You know, snaps the ball, blah, blah, blah. Steps back three, throws to the left, complete for 35 yards. They hadn't snapped the ball yet. I just got kind of nervous and rambled. And that's pretty much what the play was, which was crazy. And I don't believe in crazy, weird karma crap. And, you know, he used and abused me and, you know, hey, do you want to intern? And never paid me. And but I went to the NBA All-Star game and Super Bowls and covered it. And he went one direction and got fairly wealthy. This was pre 900 number. Yeah. He did a magazine and he went one way. I went the other.
Okay.
Pretty much he drove a Porsche. I drove a minivan.
Wow. Well, at least you had a rap with the knockout radio.
I missed
guy.
That van. That van was kick ass.
You had who'd you have on that van? Who were the stars?
Randy was on it. Chuck was on it. Tito was on it. Antonio Tarver was on it. I wonder if his buddy would be upset about that. Who was on the door? Melvin Gillard was
Melvin
on the door.
Gillard.
I got pictures of it still.
You know what you should do now with your new van?
I want to get a van. I'd love
you,
to get a van.
You should do the one where the plumbers and they have like a picture of a toilet and then you're like riding and people, it looks like you're sitting on a toilet while you're driving.
Yeah, I probably not.
Have you seen those?
Yeah, no, I've seen it. But I missed the van. I could put a lot of crap in that van.
Yeah.
It, you know, I didn't have it stacked in the living room. It was always in the van. But, got permission from everybody. You know, I did it the legal way. And the van was cool. It was like a moving home. Tried to sleep in it once at a Super Bowl. Couldn't do it. Couldn't relax.
Yeah. It's better just to walk into the Super Bowl without permission and just sleep wherever you want.
Yeah.
Try to do that with Steve.
There's a guy that does that.
Yeah.
You know, a guy that would sneak in and allegedly.
A Pepsi guy, right?
Doesn't he pretended to be a Pepsi guy one time. Yeah. Well, it's stuff you do with the pizzas.
Well, but I don't pretend. I really have pizzas in my hand.
Yeah, but nobody ordered them.
that's the part of the story that makes it brilliant.
Right.
Like, but who turns down free pizza?
When Russell Peters was here and we were going to go backstage and all that stuff, and I had you come in with pizza, but nobody knew.
Yeah.
I walk into the back and Russell's eating pizza already.
Yeah.
I'm like, how'd you get in?
Look, I mean, that's the best way to kidnap people. Just put pizza in a white van and people just voluntarily get in.
I'm not responding. I don't know nothing. Want to know nothing. You are an idiot. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm easily kidnappable. I'm just saying.
Well, we could only hope. I would even pay somebody to kidnap you.
Oh, no, there's different charges.
But I'm looking forward to Pat Sabatini coming to town.
Yeah.
That'll be very cool.
I thought you were going to try to get me like in trouble with Pat. You're going to talk.
Oh, no, that's when he's in person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What weight class does he fight at?
Does it matter?
It does.
No, seriously.
It does.
It's kind of like the Ultimate Fighter. So be careful on your stupidity.
It does matter.
It doesn't.
Size matters.
It doesn't.
It does. Like, there's a new report that says that men, like, they exaggerate the size of their male figure, their part, by up to 20%. But aren't you supposed to add tip? We talked about this earlier.
You are an idiot. You are one of the...
Yeah!
You are so dumb. Seriously.
Well, how much do you leave for tip?
You are just an idiot, period. It doesn't matter what size Pat Sabatini is. He whoops your ass in, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, 90 seconds.
Oh, that sucks. Why do you...
Why
do you do that? What weight class?
I don't think it matters.
It matters.
It doesn't matter.
Size matters. Like down in Brazil, I'm a killer.
Yeah, because they're all height challenged down there.
They're not. It's about the size.
And Jose Aldo would knock you out. Henan Barral would knock you out. And they're done and retired.
Yeah, but they have experience. You just said experience wins at the end
of
the day.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. His experience. So it doesn't have to be size.
But
it's his experience as a UFC MMA fighter.
He's a featherweight. That's 145 pounds.
I'll take him. I'll take him over you.
145. He fights at 135.
All right. Here's the bet. If he beats you in a fist fight, I get the victory. No, if you beat him, I still get the wrestler. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by Eden.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is Will Allen from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.